Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, did we have a great time on the Cape on Thursday night and Friday. And afterwards, we had an excellent time at the Pearl, at the Greg Hill Foundation event on Friday afternoon.
That place is sick.
Isn't it a great place?
I'd never been there before.
Oh,
it was
spot.
So cool. Right on the water.
Yeah.
The music was awesome. The raw bar was awesome.
Is that where somebody was singing in there? I saw it was a video.
We had a band. We raised a ton of money.
Yep.
And I want to thank everybody who came out and joined us at the Beachcomber on Friday, Thursday night at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth. And we are at it again. As long as I survive tomorrow's tooth extraction, we will be in Hampton Beach on Thursday. And the pregame is at Wally's on Thursday night. And then the road show on Friday morning is at Bernie's Beach Bar there on beautiful Hampton Beach. And we will be joined on Friday during this road show by the great Ty Law. So I just heard from Ty yesterday, and he is making the trip. He loves it up there.
Oh, yeah.
So just like you, Wiggy, he loves Hampton. And so Ty will be with us on Friday morning.
A lot of people are looking for Ty.
The only time that Wiggy's night job may have affected his day job was last year with Ty.
Yes, you had no voice.
Yes. I was sick, though. That wasn't from the drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't lose your voice from drinking.
No, I just thought it was the singing. Who did you see the night before?
It was Maya, but I'm not singing no Maya songs.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're looking forward to it. And only 3 road shows left, and we will wrap everything up on July 3rd on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive. And later on this morning, I will tell you how you can win your VIP way in and on the actual dive floating in the middle of Lake Winnie with us in a couple weeks.
And can I also say, because we talk about the next upcoming one, and then we always talk about the last one, I don't think that we're giving Gloucester enough show because that second to last one, I'm expecting a big turnout. I think that's going to be a very, very, very good road show.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So 3 bangers left,
yes,
I believe, in this road show season. So, all right, Red Sox traded Rafael Devers, and we will talk about that with you all morning, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. 603 text on the Subaru of New England text line for you, Curtis, and it says, "Shut up, Curtis, you fraud. A guy making $300 million wouldn't do what his boss wanted him to do, so he got traded. Good move by the Red Sox."
I can tell right now you're 80 years old. Good morning. Hopefully you're not driving too fast.
We have some leads left, including this one from Courtney. Hey, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Mine will be quick because Curtis did a great job with his lead, but I want to quote the great Maeve from Mobland. She said, "Follow the money." And let me read what the Liverpool Echo wrote as a headline on Friday. Liverpool have already committed to spending a potential $176 million this summer, the most they have ever spent in a single transfer window, but the Reds are only just getting started. For that to happen on Friday and for Rafael Devers to get traded with his entire salary on Sunday is a bit perfect. It's too perfect for John Henry to say, oh, it's just a coincidence. Liverpool has been playing great. They're coming off a parade season, and that is where their attention is. They don't care about the Red Sox. They don't care about the Penguins. I think the Red Sox are probably third on their list of care, but all their focus is on Liverpool. It's too coincidental for there not to be any ties between where their money is going and the fact that Rafael Devers, at the end of the day, was about money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, thank you. Wiggy,
thank you.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So, I mean, I don't really know which direction to go in because there's so many avenues. Well, at least guess what? You don't have to worry about who's going to play first base no more. Now you got to figure out who's going to DH because Devers is no longer there. It's going to be interesting to see because it was crazy after the game yesterday when I got back to the crib. I just happened to throw it on ESPN, and San Fran was playing, and they were playing the Dodgers, so they were talking about Devers going to the Dodgers. It's going to be interesting to see.
To San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah, but San Francisco is playing the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what goes on with Devers, because the third baseman that they have for the San Francisco Giants.
Golden Glove winner, locked down forever.
Right.
So Rafael Devers is not going to play any third base out there.
Right. So, is he going to be happy with just playing DH, which it seemed like he was pretty happy to be DHing here in Boston?
He was?
Well, I mean, initially he wasn't. Initially he wasn't.
But then he
bought
in.
The spin from you is unbelievable.
No, but initially he wasn't.
Yeah, you and Courtney, are you on the payroll for Rafael Devers?
No, and I've never gotten any merch, by the way, Sam. I'm willing, able and willing. But yes, he wasn't in the beginning. Then he bought in. And then everybody tries to tie it into the fact that then they wanted to move him to first base after he bought into DH.
Which the whole first base thing, I think, is kind of like, I'm not buying it because Toro has been playing really good. Not only in the field, but at the plate. So I don't really like see how Sox could have handled this situation in the beginning, from Breslow to Kennedy to Cora to Henry when you signed Bregman, but you didn't. I just going to be interesting to watch him go out there, DH for San Fran, and you're going to now look at him and what he's able to do there. And
they were not willing to make exceptions for an exceptional player.
Bingo.
Which is what you always want organizations to do.
Which I have no problem with that when a guy's as productive. And he's not really a clubhouse. I don't want to use cancer. I don't want to use disease. Clubhouse.
Problem.
Problem, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of suck it up. He's still going to the plate and he's still raking.
Yep.
Baseball players are different. They can have, I can't say the word issy no more because Shime got in my ear. They can have bad attitudes and still go out there and play.
Okay. Well, that gets us to my lead. And I understand that this may not be a popular opinion currently. This hurts. And it says, I think, that they at some point have decided that this team is maybe a wild card team, and they made the decision that whether it's mostly money or mostly attitude, that they need to make a change. I will say that in the long run, even though it hurts right now, I think this may be the best decision for this baseball team, because of what you saw attitude-wise from Rafael Devers. And you're saying that you just sit back and accept it and take it because the guy is certainly one of the top 10, if not top 5 hitters in the game. But you're talking about a guy who called management out publicly,
mm-hmm.
who just a few weeks ago yogged it out when he should be running it out to first base. A guy who apparently was pissed because they didn't run the Alex Bregman decision by him first, as if he runs the entire franchise. I just think that when you have somebody who is, when you have a team of younger guys, and you have somebody who is unwilling to help out when you need it and display a general team attitude that, and you're committed to that player for 8 years and a lot of money, that you have to make a tough decision. And I think in the long run, now the one caveat I will give Curtis is they can't just take the savings on Rafael Devers and put it in their pocket. They got to invest going forward. But I think
what evidence is there of that, that they're going to do that?
They extended Garrett Crochet.
Right, that's not a free agent. But I'm saying that in terms of...
Well, they went out and got Alex Bregman.
Right, that was great. And that was a good signing that we praised, but that was 3 years, 120. We're talking about a $300 million contract. Do you think this ownership group will give another $300 million contract?
I am hopeful.
I don't know. I mean, if Curtis is right and is about the money, then they won't. The whole Juan Soto thing was just, you know, smoke and mirrors to keep people happy. I don't know who the next big free agent shoe to drop. I know Shine brought up Paul Skeens, the kid from Pittsburgh, but they already have their hog in a pitcher. So who's,
Shine just wants Olivia Dunn to come along with him.
Who's the next positional player that's going to be available?
She would set back broadcasting if we had her on.
That the Red Sox could potentially be in on. Right? And then we won't know that until we see that next guy.
But Greg and Wiggy, and I'm sorry, I'm very frustrated today. Both things were important. The attitude was the most important part at the beginning, because if the attitude is good, we're not having this conversation. So you are right on that. However, the manner in which you allow yourself to tolerate a massive expenditure has shifted. Manny Ramirez was the best hitter I ever saw, and he was a donkey. But they tolerated it, and they won two World Series because, to them back then, winning superseded everything else. That is no longer the case. And to make this trade, I know it had been going on for weeks, the negotiations back and forth. When you have literally just turned your season around, you quit on it. Like, what? You quit on your season not even halfway through. If it was an issue, whatever the issue was has gotten much better. Was it getting worse or better, guys?
Better.
So why do this now? What was the urgency? What was the need other than to get under the CBT? Like, give me one reason you would do this.
508 texter said that was a short list that I gave. I mean, I can come up with other things. You needed the guy. Bregman got hurt. You needed him to play third base. That's what he was fighting about from the start, and then he wouldn't do it. Then Cassis went down. You needed him to play a few games at first. He wouldn't do it. But he dramatically went out there and started fielding ground balls in warmups at shortstop, like a giant middle finger F you to everybody. Like,
how about the middle finger of the home run that gave you the insurance to sweep the Yankees yesterday?
See, Greg, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think they looked at Devers in the organization and going, he's our best option at first base. I don't think they looked at that, because the way Toro was playing, even the way Romy Gonzalez was playing in the field, I don't think they clearly didn't think he was the best option at third base, because they had Bregman. And even when Bregman got hurt, I think they felt like Meyer might have been a better fielder, or that they could move Toro there. I think they looked at Devers and said, we just want you to hit the baseball. And that's why they said initially move to DH.
I think John...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Henry went out there and said those exact things to him. Like, we need you. We invested in you. We need you a little bit here. And I think he got a look back and maybe a nuh. And then they decided that they needed to be out on him. And I get it.
No.
I get it. People are pissed about it.
Well, if I'm Devers, I say, I've needed you, John Henry, to invest in this team like you used to. And where have you been? Now, all of a sudden, you're coming to Kansas City. I haven't seen your face in a year.
So you,
no, I can't.
You really believe.
And Sam was there doing a knock-knock jokes. And, it was levity.
And this is, I don't know, this is where it's kind of hard for me to buy, to buy in, that they traded Devers because they got to a point where they're like, oh, we can't take him telling us no, he won't play first base more.
In general, his attitude.
All right, in general, overall, I get that.
Yes, and I give him credit for having the nuts to do it. Like, it's tough to part with somebody like that. But if you think it's going to affect your organization, which is full now of young guys, prospects, who you want to understand the like what team means, then I appreciate the fact that they're willing to do it.
But I'll ask the question we always ask when it's other teams doing it. Did the Red Sox get better or worse after yesterday's trade?
They got worse.
Exactly.
I mean, much worse.
That's the issue. That's the issue that fans should have when you look at this team. Who cares if you don't agree with how Rafael Devers dealt with the situation at third base or first base? Who cares about the fact that you think that maybe the Red Sox are overpaying for a DH? The only thing that you should care about is the fact that Rafael Devers got moved and then started producing really well for the Red Sox, and now he's no longer on your team. And he was grown talent within your organization.
Do you think Cora was on board with the Devers trade?
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
I think it shows you who has all the power over there.
So you think Breslow was on board, or do you think this was
Did he sound like when we asked him about Rafael Devers on this show on Thursday, like he was on board with what was coming? I think so.
I mean, I asked him about his feelings about Devers, and he said, I'm going to keep that to myself. It's just the Red Sox should always be the team acquiring the overpaid problem, not trading it away. You have the ability here because you spend $60 to park, $25 for a freaking crab roll at Fenway Park. It is offensive as a Boston sports fan to see what this ownership group has done, taking advantage of the people that spend their money for this team. There is zero excuse to make this trade now. The problem that existed was mostly fixed. You are playing your best baseball, thanks in large part to Devers, the best player on your team. You sweep the Yankees. You're over 500. And before you fly out to the West Coast for a big 9-game trip, you trade your best player, yank him off the plane, force him in a cab back to Fenway, just so you could get under the collective bargaining tax?
See, if I'm going to, like, maybe go to your side of the street, Greg, which you could maybe talk me there, then I think the organization felt like, yeah, they're making a little bit of a run, but that's not really who we are.
Hmm.
So we'll come down from off this giant high of taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the first series and then sweeping them 2 out of 3 from Tampa. But that's not really who we are. We'll come back down to earth, and the headache is not worth the problem for a team that isn't going anywhere, in their opinion.
Yeah. All right, well, the Red Sox make a move, and it is a big one, and you can talk about it all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Morning Now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees, getting the Father's Day win 2-0 at Fenway. The guys now a game over 500. But, of course, that big news yesterday was that the Sox are trading Rafael Devers to the Giants, getting pitchers Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, as well as minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bayo in return. The Giants have also reportedly agreed to take on all of Devers' current contract. But before the Red Sox take on the Giants next weekend for a series, tonight they have the Mariners in Seattle. 9:40 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of Fred.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. J.J. Spahn takes the U.S. Open at 1-under in Pennsylvania after starting the day with 5 bogeys on the front 9. He clawed his way back, burying his putt to birdie on 18. On Saturday, we got a 2-goal game from Brad Marchand as the Panthers go up a game on the Oilers. Game 6 is tomorrow in Florida. We have Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight with the Pacers and Thunder tied at 2 apiece. Tip tonight is at 8:30 in OKC.
Oh, the Giolito drop reminds me. Is there not a Pokemon tack battle scheduled for pregame Thursday night in Hampton?
You know it, Greg. Okay. I'll come with the Pokemon cards and we'll pack battle it up. Okay. Pack battle it up.
Have any other grown-up adults who are in the Pokemon trading cards reached out and will be part of the pack battle?
So nobody's reached out yet, okay. But please reach out. Let me know. We want the biggest pack battle we can get.
So if I were you, Shime, I would trade your best card for 3 awful ones.
Okay, good call, Curtis. I will take that into consideration. Thank you.
Now, how does it work? You bring a pack, and everybody else brings a pack, and then you just throw them down and keep what. How does it work?
Generally, it's just a everybody has a pack. You rip it open. Whoever gets the best card in their pack wins.
Excellent. Okay, I can't wait.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.